America, it's your soon-to-be president, Donald Trump, and it's been another fantastic week. A big win in Arizona. We won 47% of the votes and 88% of the fistfights. We are doing so well, unbelievably well, so good. People say, oh, you lost Utah. We didn't lose. We're actually winning so much that we let Ted Cruz have a state so he didn't look stupid. I mean, who cares about Utah? It's a dumb state. We all know that. The election day, those people won't even be voting. They'll be skiing. I have been endorsed by Sheriff Joe in Arizona. He shares my stance on immigration. He agrees the only thing good about Mexico are the fajitas. Together, we're going to build a wall. We're going to do it so big, so high, so unbelievably high that we're going to hang thousands of plasma TVs on it and show reruns of The Apprentice. We're leading in every poll. We're doing fantastically. I mean, I created a movement. I mean, the party, they're so scared of me. They got Mitt Romney, another loser, to speak out. Mitt, you lost your election. I mean, come on, you're a lost soul. I mean, you're like a WWE wrestler. You choke. Then Ted Cruz comes out. I mean, you know what I call him? Lying Ted. Lying Ted. He holds up the Bible. He puts it down. He lies. I've never seen a bigger liar in my life. What a nasty guy, really. We recently had a Twitter war. Of course I won. I mean, he should change his name to Ted Lose. It was a picture of my wife next to his dumpy one. I feel bad I did it. I mean, come on. It's so sad. I mean, it's like putting a Lamborghini next to a horse carriage. We are gonna take our country back. See you next week.